Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Touchdown. Intercepted on the deflection.
He's too strong, A.J. Brown, to bring down.
His moves have moves. Eagles defense has not had an answer yet here in the third quarter. And we've got a ball game.
The Slim Reaper.
Packed off by Gardner Johnson. They are going 6-0.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU, were presented by Progressive Insurance.
That's a great lineup last night, man.
I mean, as a Giants fan, I got to see them in the 1 o'clock window, Chiefs, Bills in the late window, and then in primetime, Eagles, Cowboys. I mean, that's a lineup.
Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
You weren't talking like that a minute ago during the break.
How was I talking?
You was more, you know, yourself. You was Max.
Oh.
Just be, now you just be yourself.
Be yourself.
Just be yourself.
I am doing radio announcer.
No. I just want you to be Max from New York City.
Yeah, like this,
like
Max.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you know, the Yankees, yo, man. Not
like, don't try to come out here being something that you're really not. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to use a radio voice.
I have a career I got to look after.
No, but you can do that while being authentically you.
I don't know who you're trying to appease that's out there.
Yo, the Eagles sign?
they
got the Cowboys.
He didn't see it. You didn't see the Prime video?
No.
I
would have thought you had seen it. It's all over the
place. Oh, the Deion video.
Yeah.
Prime video. I'm thinking.
Just be yourself, man.
I said Amazon Prime.
He kept trying.
Yeah, that went right over my head.
I know. He kept trying to be himself, though. He just couldn't figure it out.
I love Deion, though. Deion grabbed the mic from him and said, you weren't talking like that a minute ago, man. Come on now. Because it's true, though. Like, you're going to say, well, I can't. I got a job to do, man. I can't. No, but just be you, dog. Don't be up there like, hey, Max, how are you doing?
Welcome to Keyshawn, J. Will, Max.
Little code switching.
I had to do that because it was too funny. That's the Prime, boy. He's so funny.
Oh, God.
He's gonna get the big job eventually, man. He's got to. How long are they going to keep
I'd
him
hire
down?
Him tomorrow.
Right.
Especially with the NIL stuff going on.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I'll hire him tomorrow.
It's going to take the right AD, though, to let him have.
But there's nothing. You're right, Jay. But there's nothing out there that says the right AD, not the right AD, can't do to make that move.
Oh, I'm with you.
If I'm hiring him, like if it's me, you know where I'm going to go hiring first? Because I believe that Auburn job will become available. Oh, I'm going to get him. I'm putting him right at Auburn.
You want a good team?
Give me one.
You want? And I'm saying you want a good team. Yeah. You want a good team to hire Deion.
Man, I'm hiring Prime.
It's not even a question.
He knows the South landscape and the recruiting and
look at who he's getting now.
You want to be on top?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So that game last night, fellows. Eagles, Cowboys. Like, okay, it looked like a blowout early. Then the Cowboys start to come back on them. I'm like, look at this.
A little
this.
Fake comeback.
Yeah, a little fake comeback.
Yeah.
It was a little fake comeback. And that's why you see maybe if Dak is there, maybe it's not as a fake a comeback, right? Maybe it's a real comeback. So, at any rate, we have the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge results. They're in. Well, the different shows compete against each other. The way it works is we have to vote. And two out of the three of us vote. Doesn't matter what the other one says. We have to go with that pick.
So Harry was in last week. So he obviously picked with us.
Okay.
Because you weren't here.
Yeah.
So we won the Giants-Ravens situation. Ravens were favored by 6. We took the Giants and won that one. That's good for us, right? Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs. Man, I was really, at the end of that game, I'm like, oh, here it comes. We're going to get this one right, too. Nope.
Yeah, I thought with a
Bills
buck
won.
40, was like a buck 42 left on the clock.
Oh, they
like,
had it.
I was like, oh, they just left too much time on the clock for him.
James Steele, our producer, he got to you guys, huh?
Well, to be honest with you, I just thought on the road, in Arrowhead Stadium, I thought, much like Max said, we would revisit the playoffs a year ago in Kansas City, would do what they did with a minute something left on the clock, go down there, score, boom, it's over with, they win by 3. That's what I thought.
I mean, look what happened at the half. Josh Allen goes down the field. Oh, my God, incredible. Mm-hmm. 16 seconds left. because Graz tweeted about it. So I quote tweeted him. I'm like, yeah, but they left Mahomes 16 seconds. Light work on a right field goal range.
Yeah, so I figured that. But we lose that one.
That was a pick 'em. That was a
roll
of the dice with that game.
Then the Dallas Cowboys at Philadelphia Eagles. We got that one right.
Yeah, we got that one right. But at the beginning of the week, we picked. And so I changed on Friday. Yeah, Friday I changed. Mm-hmm. On Friday I changed because I got some certain intel that basically told me this dude's a pumpkin, man.
So wait, you picked the boys to win it at the beginning of the week?
I originally picked the boys. So the boys were the one that was favored going in it. We had the boys because me and Harry?
Yeah, I kept the Cowboys because the offensive line problems
with
the Eagles.
Rush hype, too.
No,
it was me and Max that originally picked the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And then I flipped after I got the little bit of intel that I got from some of my people that are around the universe in the sports world told me that's probably not what you want to be doing.
Jay, I was on the Eagles, and then four out of the five starters on the offensive line weren't practicing on, like, Thursday or whatever it was. I'm like, I don't know about that matchup.
Well, they told me that he was a pumpkin, and they carved him out, and they can't preserve him, and eventually he'll rot at the head. That's what they told me.
Damn.
And that's what we saw last night.
Well, listen, the clock struck midnight. He didn't have the slipper on or whatever it was, and boom, into a pumpkin.
He was like,
however that went, Cinderella. I don't remember. Like,
slow it down.
I do feel, though, if we're putting it into perspective, that Cooper Rush exceeded expectations on his job.
Oh, my God. I wanted him to win one game, if you remember. I said the Washington Commanders.
He only lost one.
But that's my point. Going back to, like, when this conversation originally started, and I know it got into, well, could he compete with Dak Prescott? And some people leaned into it more than others. But
my main thing was I'm going to play him till he loses.
Lost. But now we see what the upside this team can be with
Dak. But imagine if he wins that game and Dak is ready against Detroit. I'm still going with Cooper Rush till he loses. But he didn't win.
I'm not
going
to be able to do that, Matt.
Well, he didn't win. It doesn't matter. It's a moot point.
Even if he did win, I would still go with Dak against Detroit.
I'm not touching a team that's winning, man. I'm not
your opponents.
I mean, I guess if he had won and he did exactly what he had done in the games that they were winning, against Detroit and Chicago, I probably would look to maybe keep going
until Dak loses.
The opponents, you would think the Lions in Chicago.
I
think you got a bye. Mm-hmm. So now you're giving Dak even more time to get 100%.
You're not leaning into the conversation about whether Cooper Rush would be the guy finishing the season, right?
I disavow ever having had that conversation.
Right in front of me.
Because here's what I'm going to say, Jay. I got to be a damn fool to follow Max. I stopped that long time ago. I stopped that last week.
I was selling him some sand in the desert. That's all, Jay.
He was selling me sand in the desert. On top of that, he had beachfront property around the corner.
Yeah, it's good sand. I know you got a lot of sand, but Key, check the sand out over special sand.
Eskimo. He's so slick.
Tell you, dude, different.
So, but listen, it worked out perfectly for the Cowboys. Because think about this. Yeah. They won every game. Now it's the perfect time to bring Dak back against Detroit. You lose to Philly. There's no issue, nothing. You bring him right back.
You would hate to describe, and I was at the Chicago game on Thursday. You would hate to describe the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears as a preseason tune-up game. But based on what we've seen lately from the Lions and lately from Chicago, for a guy like Dak Prescott to come back, it's a perfect tune-up for him because he's been sitting around waiting for a little bit until he gets to some real competition. So I don't have a problem with it.
Little two-step with those two, it's perfect.
Game in the league is a tough game, but
some are tougher than others.
Yeah, but the Cowboys should beat Detroit, and they should also beat Chicago going away.
I'm
going
to say it. NFC East, the best division in football?
I mean, do you believe in the Giants? That's what it comes down to.
Yes.
If you believe in the Giants, and the answer is yes.
I do.
Yeah. They keep finding ways to win. You have to believe in it.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So this is what Dak had to say about his thumb in Week 7 against the Lions. It's his plan to come back. Obviously, got to see the doc, but yeah, that's kind of my plan. Said after the loss to the Eagles, but before the game, Dak went through his throwing session, said, quote, "It felt as good as it did Saturday, so yeah, just on track." So when Dak returns, what do we expect is the question. That's the question. Key explain why this NFL division is not as good as advertised. And no, we're not talking about the AFC West.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and now ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, by the way. Scroll down on live radio, and you can find us right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key observations brought to you by Geico. You can switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. Mm-hmm. What you got for us, Key?
Well, I got my key observation from this past weekend. NFL games, obviously, Sunday. And when you start off having to go up to Boston, to New England, and take a look at the New England Patriots and Dr. Z. Dr. Z is getting it done for Bill Belichick. Everyone says that.
Dr. Z.
Yeah, he's got to get a nickname. He's got to get a nickname to go along with everything. And people thought I was halfway crazy when I was like, him and Brian Hoyer ain't no different than Mac Jones. Same guy.
He looks at least as good as Mac Jones.
He looks better to me than Mac Jones did this year. Guy was 24-34 for 309 yards, 2 touchdowns, and what's the main column?
No interceptions.
No interceptions, no turnovers. You're going to win 90-some percent of your games if you play that way. And I think that's the big thing about it with the New England Patriots is that Bill Belichick and company, they have a recipe in which they want to use and play. And they've been able to do that with Dr. Z.
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, he looked good. What else you got?
And they talk at 2-0, but he also played good in the Packers game in relief.
Look at the difference. Same team, right? Look at the difference between him and Mac Jones. And Key, it looks a little better, doesn't it?
It looks better. They look the same, though.
They could be brothers or cousins,
they look like
at least.
Brothers or whatnot. Then my number two observation is New York here, the New York Jets. The New York Jets are sitting at 4-2. No, I do not accept returns at all. So Robert Saleh, just know that. They're sitting at 4-2, and the New York Giants are sitting at 5-1. Who would have ever thought at the start of the season that you would have two teams fighting to win the division.
The conference, at this point.
Possibly even the conference at this point. And I'm happy for the New York Jets. A lot of New York Jet fans think that I'm against the New York Jets because they traded me away. That's not the case. I just try to give my observations on things that I thought, predict, see, what I've looked for in terms of forecasting, Jay, on this football team.
And Key, shout out to Sauce Gardner. I mean, for the last two games, you say you wanted to see what he can do, what he could bring to the table.
Yes, I did.
He has brought the pain.
Yes, now I guess he's cheese sauce.
We're in a cheesehead around Lambeau Field.
Wait, are the Jets, where are they in the AFC right
four
now?
4-2.
I'm saying, where are they? They're in second, sitting, third?
They are sitting in second
right
place.
Because I know the Ravens
AFC,
had to lose. That happened.
Second
the Chiefs,
place behind the Bills.
They
yeah, right.
Second behind the
Ravens
Bills.
Ravens and Chiefs lost, and they won. They're in their second seed in the conference
keep
right now.
Keep those receipts, Salah. Keep them.
Hey, Jay, don't get him pumped up. He's got to focus and concentrate on the next
Coach
game.
Knows I've been behind him all the way.
One game at a time. Now my third is the NFC West / the NFC South. Not as good as advertised. When you look at these teams from the West, for instance, you got 3-3s and 1-2-4. Okay, that's not good football. Everybody figured, oh, my God, this is going to go out. They got the best quarterbacks. They got the best this. They got the best that. The Rams won the Super Bowl. They're going to – no, not at all. Now, when you look at it, you talk about a team that San Francisco 49ers just got smacked by Atlanta.
Smoked.
On the road, obviously. But they wind up losing. We watched them the other night, and we were like, okay, Jimmy Garoppolo against the Carolina Panthers, he looked like the second coming of Jimmy Garoppolo. But that wasn't the case, Max. They wind up losing to Atlanta. Then you talk about the NFC South. Now you're starting to say to yourself, okay. Wait, yeah, the NFC South. Now you start to say to yourself, okay, what does these teams look like? Tampa Bay Buccaneers are sitting at 3-3. The Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, and the Carolina Panthers bring up the rear. That division is horrible, too. Going into the year, all I thought about was the New Orleans Saints playing in Arizona, going and taking care of business against Tampa in the NFC Championship game, and my nephew finally getting a chance to get his ring.
By the way, Atlanta is the one saving that division from really being bad now.
Bad division of football.
Atlanta's 3-3.
That's what I'm saying.
With Tampa Bay, it's 3-3.
Yeah. If you took Atlanta out of the division, be like, ooh, it's real bad.
You got Tampa 3-3, Atlanta 3-3, New Orleans 2-4, and then Carolina 1-5 with a fired head coach. In fact, the head coach got so mad at a player, he told him to get off the field, and Robbie Anderson, get out, go shower early. That's what's going on down in Carolina.
Come to New York, Robbie.
Yeah, come to New York. Help the Giants out. My next is, I'm not so sure who will win the AFC North. I put Central because I was thinking of old school. But the North, when you talk about teams, you got the Ravens, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. They're all basically stacked up against each other. I think that in the end, Cincinnati and the Ravens potentially could separate themselves. But Cleveland 2-4.
When Deshaun gets back.
But see, they could be so far. They might. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they would lose four games by now. They very well could be 6-0, no question about it. But they lost games that they shouldn't have. And then when you watch them yesterday against the New England Patriots, they look like a shell of themselves. They just didn't look. They had a very bad football game.
Yeah.
But I think Cincinnati, along with Baltimore, will start to kind of pull away from the pack unless Cleveland can hang around. I don't think what we saw from Pittsburgh yesterday will continue. And then the next one, Max, the Cardinals need to move on as far as I'm concerned from Cliff Kingsbury. I understand they just gave him a handsome ransom.
This offseason.
In a big contract along with Kyler Murray, along with Steve Keim, the general manager. That's cool. I get it. But owners fire guys all the time. You fire Steve Wilks after one season. So what I would tell the owners, I would say to them, Jay, I would say, look at this as a first-time head coach. Don't look at the previous 4 years he gave you. Forget that. You look at this year and the other years left on the contract, just like you did Steve Wilks, it's time to cut bait. It's going to be time to cut bait with Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, he's going to have no problem selling that house, I'll tell you that much.
You love that house.
it just looks so clean on draft night during the pandemic.
You may be right when it's all said and done, Key, but it would have to be hard for them considering Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray are tied together at the hip.
You bring in somebody who could utilize Kyler Murray's skill set in a different offensive system. If he was in Shanahan's system in San Francisco, for instance, he would be a different quarterback. Mm. This system, as I told you early on, Jay, that it's not good.
Shanahan.
And I understand people say, well, they don't have DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins is not their problem.
Yeah, but
he's not going to solve any problems for them.
But he does help them in the red zone. Well, I mean, that was their whole issue the other day. Like, they couldn't convert in the red zone.
A whole bunch of – did you pay $250-something million for your quarterback to be a running back?
I hear you.
Did you pay that, Max, for your quarterback to be a running back? Because I surely didn't.
He ran about a half mile to get however many yards it was. It was a first down, but he ran like a half mile to get it.
Yeah. I want the dude to be able to drop back, hit his feet, boom, rip it and go. And you know, he doesn't – Cliff Kingsbury does not get a pass. He was hired, first of all – out of nowhere, that didn't make a whole lot of sense. And now we've extended him, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And now our quarterback that we took in the first overall pick was showing some promise along the way. He looks like, as a quarterback, he's regressed. Those times when he was handing the football off to the receivers, that's long gone.
You know, you mentioned it earlier in the show. I always think this. When someone shows you something spectacular in sports, eventually people are going to catch on and have an answer to it. Then the question is, can you make the adjustment, right, guy? Like, isn't that what separates the men from the boys, that separates the greats from the also-rans? That okay, I did this new thing. Now everyone catches on. Is that all I got in me, or do I have the next adjustment?
All the great coaches that I've ever been around, both assistants and head coaches, they got a lot of different tools in their toolbox. And one of the things that they want you to be able to do is go in that toolbox and make adjustments. Grab that tool and figure out, hey, if you don't have a flathead screwdriver, let's figure out how to use a butter knife. Let's figure out how whatever it is to get it done. I haven't seen that any adjustments with Cliff Kingsbury at all whatsoever since he's been the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, he's been – in what world do we live in, Jay, where you've been a head coach 5 years in the National Football League and you've gone to a wild card playoff game and got smoked by the Rams and you still are holding a job? Let's be real with each other. That doesn't happen. Guys get fired, sent packing. They just do.
Yeah, but he has – look, for better or worse – they have shown improvement over the years, right? Their record has gotten better each of the past four seasons under Cliff Kingsbury, right?
What's their record this year?
It's not good this year. I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying what warranted that extension was probably because they were trending in the right direction. Doesn't mean it's something that's going to be attainable for years to come, but
it doesn't show me anything about them trending in the right direction. I never thought that they always had reservations about the situation. Now I'm having even more reservations of how are you running the team. Now people are starting to question, is Kyler Murray spending too much time on his video games?
Yeah.
You know, is that the case where you need to focus in more on taking that away? It's like a kid to a degree. If that's a problem, and I don't know this because I don't play video games, but if that's a problem, right, Max, that he's focused in on those video games so much that you now got to treat him like a little kid and say, man, give me that remote control for a little bit. Let me help you.
I think that, listen, anyone who's ever been addicted to something or drawn to something, you know, even inside you're thinking, man, I wish someone could help me out, man, because I can't control this. I think he's got a problem. From what I hear, he's got a problem
with those video games. I played against him on the video game 2 years ago on the EA Sports Madden Pro Bowl deal. And now that I'm looking at this and I went back in my memory, I was like, oh, yeah, he was locked in pretty good. He wasn't joking. He was dialed in.
Serious.
But if he's a young guy, I get it. I understand it. But is that really some of the problems that we're seeing with him?
Only so many hours in a day.
I'm giving the Cardinals the benefit of the doubt here. I mean, Pug was missing, right, on the O-line. You talk about Kyler Murray gets sacked 6 times. I get it. It doesn't look great. Once again, let's see how they react Thursday night. Home against the Saints when DeAndre Hopkins comes back. Let's see how they move forward. Like, I'm not gonna call for Cliff Kingsbury's job.
That is fair. Okay. It is fair to see DeAndre Hopkins in the lineup and see what that looks like on the field and see what that looks like. If it was a black head coach, they'd have deported him by now, Jay. Let's be honest. What's going on with Cliff Kingsbury?
Well, that's a different conversation. Sure. I wasn't alluding to that, Max. But you got a point.
Let the white guy bring it up and see what I'm saying.
We got all bases covered.
I hear you.
I really do think, like, you'd say, well, how could a video game? You can get addicted to all types of stuff, and there are only so many hours in a day. And if the dude is consumed with a video game,
I don't think that's it. It's just more tongue in cheek. I don't think that has anything to do with his poor performance.
Now, what did I hear? It's hearsay, so I really probably even shouldn't bring it up. But there are certain times where there's more incentive to play video games, and people are trying to correlate that to Kyler Murray's like poorer performances.
I don't know. I mean, I just know with kids, young kids are focused in on video games so much that they can't get the homework done.
It's the same thing, just homework. That's all.
But I don't know if it's kind of what it debunked him
for kind of a second though. So, Key, realistically, like, you know, what we just finished week six in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? How many hours a day are you training and weightlifting and studying film? Realistically.
So you're going to train, like you're lifting weights and stuff is probably an hour.
Hour, okay. You're
lifting weights. Film study is more, so to speak. When I played, I probably, a total in a day, man, I probably watched 4 or 5 hours of film in a day.
Really?
Yeah.
4 or 5 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no way he can get those 4 or 5 hours in if he's on the video games all day. He has not enough time.
No, but 4 or 5 hours of film inside the facility. To the point where at times they used to have to make me go home.
You weren't the quarterback.
And I'm not the quarterback. They used to have to make me go home.
I was curious what the average standard is for QBs. Like what the average standard is for QBs watching.
I want to be so bored when I play, Jay. I want to be so bored that I didn't want to do anything except sit in the facility. Because if I go home, I'm extremely bored. I wanted to have something to do. Now, watching film, when you watch film, you're watching your opponent. You're watching your opponent against other people. You're also watching yourself in practice. You're also watching yourself in games. And you're sitting there trying to visualize how you could correlate what you're doing versus what the other team is doing. How can we put that together? How could this play mirror something that this particular team did? And now you're looking at that. You can go to the coaches and go down while they're in their room and knock on the door and say, hey, man, I just saw the Saints do this against Seattle. Can we put this in? I know it's not in. This is more of our rattler here. Like, can we call it the snake instead of the rattler? And if he does this instead of that, and you help them along the way. They knew, my coaches knew, when I didn't watch film, they knew. Because they would say stuff like, oh, did you see this this play right here? I'm like, no, when did that happen? They would know. You know, they would know. And so I don't know what
Coat tight was tough on you, huh?
Coat tight.
All right, listen. What's that?
Nothing.
All right, listen. I'm going to be looking in November. Call of Duty is released, right? Let me look at what Kyler Murray's numbers look like in November, and let's just take a look. All right. The Road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Coverage of Yankees and Guardians Game 5 starts at 7 p.m. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone. I'm either going to be in a great mood tomorrow or a terrible one. On ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, did the Cardinals make a mistake giving both Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury that those huge extensions in the offseason? By the way, how much better are the Eagles than the rest of the NFC? Coming up. And Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Flip. Radio. We are presented Flip. By Progressive Insurance Flip. And joined by Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football Flip. Analyst.
Old dog.
Flip, 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 flip.
Tell him, Dio.
Game over. Flip. You don't know nothing about that, Key. What up?
What's good, man?
I wish I could dress like you guys when I go to work, man. You guys look so comfortable.
Like I'll be uncomfortable in a couple hours. Don't worry, in a suit and tie.
It's just in.
Yeah, that's just in. Dan, we've just been talking about it. Did Arizona make a mistake when they gave Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury those huge extensions this offseason?
I think it's a little bit more concerning about the Cliff one than the Kyler one. I mean, Kyler actually had like 300 yards of offense yesterday, maybe more, and they put up 3 points offensively. I think they scored 9 as a team, 6 on the defense. But what's going on in Arizona has to call into question Cliff Kingsbury's job. They look awful. And if we're going to sit here and say, well, it's hard to do it without DeAndre Hopkins, then take the money that you gave Cliff and give it to DeAndre Hopkins. If that we think is just going to be the simple answer. They've been awful to start games. There's no rhyme or reason to their offense. There's no structure. It is literally, hey, quarterback, go make a play on third and or fourth down. That's all that they are. And they're lucky that he's such a talent. I mean, there's a reason why they put the clause in the contract. I don't mean to go back to that, but there's a reason why it did. He's a tremendous talent. But right now, what's going on there in Arizona offensively? They're too talented offensively. They have good players. Their offense, for the fact that they have an offensive-minded head coach to look as bad as it has, absolutely we have to sit here and go, is there something going on at the head coaching position that – you know, they need to make a move.
Yeah, and before Dan even joins us, that's what I was trying to tell you guys. It has nothing to do with Kyler Murray. If Kyler Murray was in a Kyle Shanahan system, if he was in even with a Pete Carroll, so to speak, in that sort of environment, that sort of system, he would look even different. I didn't pay my quarterback $250-something million to be a damn running back. That's not what I'm looking for. And much like Dan said, DeAndre Hopkins is not going to fix their problems. Their problem starts with the guy on the sideline that at times looks lost.
Their offense is actually worse than we think. I mean, because the quarterback has been so good on third and fourth down conversions, it overshadows how bad overall their offense production actually is.
But we have seen this year where – and I remember this happened with Plexico Burress and the Giants years ago. I'm like, oh, but they got a system. They'll be okay. And they weren't. We've seen it in Green Bay. Right? Devontae, he's not there. Aaron Rodgers doesn't look so good. We saw it in Tampa when Brady didn't have his receivers. Why wouldn't it be the same for Kyler Murray without DeAndre Hopkins?
Because they still have a good tight end in Zach Ertz. They still have Hollywood Brown. They still have Rondale Moore. They still have
Connor.
They got enough.
Oh, I'm not saying their offense needs to look like, I don't know, Philadelphia's did last night in the second quarter, but their offense shouldn't score 3 points against
Ertz. Ertz should have had a big
Seattle
game.
Seattle Seahawks defense has given up 30 points a game. They scored three.
Seattle's defense is not the 85 Bears.
So Key says that the Bills and Chiefs game could have gone either way. Dan, I'll be honest, when Mahomes touches the ball last, I'm like, okay, they got this, right? Yeah. There's some guys like that. What was the biggest difference in the game yesterday, do you think?
The defensive game plan for Buffalo is as good as I've seen in years. I mean, Leslie Frazier had a clinic on yesterday. So the people at home can understand this, and it's hard to really, unless you can see it. I'm actually going to break down the interception on NFL Live today. They played cover one against Kansas City, which is a straight-up man-to-man head-up leverage. They played robber, which is when safety drops down from the boundary, and they play outside leverage. They played thief, which when they play man-to-man and the safety drop down from the field, and they play outside leverage. They played all-out pressure. They played cover two. They played double. I mean, they showed him like seven or eight different coverages, but the one that was my favorite is on some plays on one side of the field, they play zone, and on the other side of the field, they played man. Mm. And that was fascinating to watch. Now, they've done that a little bit to Patrick in the past, but it was really impressive to watch. That was the difference of the game to me. And Josh Allen was one of the two best players in football yesterday when he was on the field.
Along with Hurts?
No. Second best player in football was Quinnen Williams. He was unbelievable against the good offensive line. But what Leslie Frazier did yesterday defensively is as good a game plan as you will see in this league.
Mm. And Dan, it feels like they kept applying more and more pressure, right? Like they got more pressure to the quarterback to put him in that predicament.
So I don't know if you heard me kind of share this story before, but I have. So I did that Monday Night Football game week two. It was Tennessee at Buffalo. And I sat with Brandon Bean, the general manager of Buffalo, and I said, hey, you know, the game ends last year against Kansas City. They scored 13 seconds. What is the number one conversation in your guys building this offseason? And he said, we have to get 15 on the ground.
Yep.
They said, we got to him. We got close to him. We pressured him. We couldn't get him on the ground. And that was the whole Von Miller thing. We got to go get the guy to get him on the ground. And you could see that Vaughn has the sack on third down in the fourth quarter, and then the interception. I'm telling you, everybody, the interception is sick how it all kind of is dot connected. Vaughn does one thing. Milano does another thing. The backside corner does one thing, and then Taron Johnson does. It's not only talent, dude. It's like it's very smart, you know, and that's kind of the separation of why I think Philadelphia, KC, and Buffalo are – it's them and the rest of the league.
See, I was listening to you on that Monday night call. That's how I knew.
Atta boy.
Excellent stuff, as always, from Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst. Thank you, Dan.
You got it.
Aaron Rodgers does not think the Packers are in crisis mode, but
really
does say they need to change a few things. What can Aaron Rodgers do to combat these offensive struggles?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Ooh. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We are now on ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yes.
The Packers offense, Key, whatever you want to say about, like, it doesn't look right.
No.
It doesn't look right.
Something wrong with it. There's no question about it. There's something wrong with it. But does that mean you got to run out there and get a receiver? Like, how is that receiver going to help you in the middle of the year? You got to learn the offense, got to learn the plays. And what receiver are you really going to get out there that can help you? OBJ's hurt.
Yep.
I mean, like,
we and who knows what he's going to be when he gets back right away.
Them dudes from Carolina ain't as, you know, that's a wash with the guys that they got now. So who else is out? You ain't going to get DK Metcalf, who disappears every other game.
I was shocked even the first half. Why, look, if Aaron Jones is the best player in the field, right, along with Aaron Rodgers, how come he didn't touch the ball?
That is
like
weird.
He didn't touch the ball the entire first half.
That's got something to do with the play calling. And understanding when a guy's not getting the feel and touching the ball. That has to do with Matt LaFleur.
You have Aaron Jones, and then in spite of the fact that you have him, you go out and use a second-round pick on a running back. So you got a lot of talent at that position that you're not using.
Yeah, but sometimes when you are game planning and you're scouting and you're looking at something, they don't respect the pass rush of the New York Jets. They didn't respect it. So to them, it's like we can get – even though you're looking at it, you say, well, he was on his back.
Right.
They still go into the game with that type of mind frame saying, well, we don't respect the four-man front. They'll never get to Aaron, so we don't have to run the ball. That's what coaches do. They go into a game plan with a game plan, and they stick to their game plan instead of realizing, you know what, we getting our tails whooped up front. Let's slow it down by running the football some.
Big dude on that defensive line for the Jets has something to say about
Quentin
that.
Quentin Williams, yeah. I mean, you heard Dan Orlovsky said he thought he was the second best player of the weekend, right? You talk about his numbers. I mean, 2 sacks, 3 QB hits, 1 forced fumble. He just manhandled
people. Was it a punt or a PAT block? It was either a field goal or a punt, one of them. He had a special teams play.
It was in the Giants window, so I couldn't tell you.
No, he blocked either a PAT or a field goal.
Special, man.
Aaron Rodgers, are you in crisis mode?
We got to be realistic about where we're at. We played a couple subpar games the last two, so we got to play better. But wobbly, only if people are breaking rank. You know, I think it'll be interesting to look at the comments from all of our guys and coaches, and hopefully we stick together. That's the important thing. But until I see us breaking ranks, I'm not going to say there's any wobbliness going on.
Look, this may be better for them. Sitting at 3-3, 2 games behind the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota's already beat you head to head. This may be better for you. It may be better to be the 5th seed. It may be better to be the 6th seed. It may be better to be the 7th seed and have that, not have that luxury of being a guy who's had home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It just may be better for you because although it is harder to go on a run on the road, it's been done before.
And they've had the top seed the last couple of years. Haven't done anything with it.
So it may be better to not be a team that has the number one
football's
or number two
funny
seed.
That way.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, think about it. The last two Super Bowl appearing teams didn't have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
I said this beginning of the year where I was like, if you're Minnesota, if you're Kirk Cousins, this is the year you have to get it, right? So, and I will stick to that because you're watching this team go through growing pains, essentially. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're sitting here looking at it saying, has Minnesota looked like they're just dominating everything? No, they don't. I mean, even their last game against the Dolphins, like, that was a fight. Their game against the Bears, that was a fight. They went against the Saints without nobody on the Saints. That was a fight. So it looks like they're right there. I feel like the upside for Green Bay is still there. They just need to get their stuff together.
I do feel like, I bring it back to when they drafted Jordan Love, you were right there, right there.
Right there.
And what you did was draft his replacement. Now, what have you done since then? Well, We now we have to make it up. We have to get him more. But not only do you have to get him more when you could have pushed yourself over the top and you got something that's really useless to you right now. Yeah. But then Devontae Adams leaves. You weren't banking on that. And that, what are we seeing right now? We're seeing if they would have used that on a receiver, maybe not only could it have put them over the top, but if Devontae Adams leaves, you have a guy who's already seasoned. Now they're trying to season these guys on the fly.
That was so long ago, I don't even know what receivers were coming out that would have made a difference and developed into something right now.
You have to look at that draft.
That's what I'm saying. It's so long ago, I don't remember it. Look, I have a concern for them, though, if they don't get things turned around, that I don't think they'll miss the playoffs. But I think that they'll look so much different than they have in the past that people aren't afraid of. The New York Jets were not afraid of the Green Bay Packers.
At all.
It wasn't going, and Lambeau was not home field advantage to them yesterday. And I think Aaron Rodgers has won something like 16 straight regular season games at Lambeau Field. But that was obviously popped yesterday. They got a good team. They got to get their defense better. They got to understand what they got at the running back position and continue to develop the young receivers. Continue to develop Watson and Romeo Doubs. If that happens, then again, it may be better for them to be 5'6", 7".
You know what's interesting to me?
I'd rather be 5'6", 7" if I'm them anyway.
That's by the way, I kind of agree with that. We've seen it the other way.
We've seen it the other way too many times.
Let them get juiced a different kind of way.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to go on the road and win a playoff game or two.
Builds character, right? Like, gets you ready for the big moments. Huh. Yeah, I've seen it with the Giants many times.
Think about all those teams that go to the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah.
Outside of the New England Patriots that was just doing it however they were doing it for like 75 years, everybody else got to go on the road for a game.
Seems that way, right?
It seems that way.
Do you think that there's enough room for their defense to show you that kind of improvement?
Well, the interesting thing, Jay, we were talking about this yesterday, like offline. When you look at the great quarterbacks, the reason like Justin Herbert's got to make the playoffs, and it was like, oh, you can't talk about quarterback wins and loss. Not a quarterback stat. Come on. Yes, it is. The great quarterbacks almost never miss the playoffs. They're almost always there, right? Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, wherever they go, whoever's coaching, whatever happens early in the season, somehow, boom, playoffs come. There they are. Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think Tom Brady's ever missed the playoffs.
I think that's right.
Yeah. But you still need
– Ever.
But
ever,
you still huh? need a defense.
I think maybe one time.
He was hurt.
No, but I think there was one – maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't want to go on a tangent. Yeah,
anyway.
But
I just was thinking. Yeah.
But still, like, you need a defense to help you get there. If your offense isn't clicking, you at least need your defense to be formidable. That's why does that just happen overnight? I keep saying it. They rank 28th in forcing turnovers.
But your offense has to help your defense, right? So if you are out there going three and out, six and out, your defense is going to be tired. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to sustain drives, keep them well rested on the sideline. Plus, it's like anything. Certain things apply pressure. So if your offense isn't playing well, the defensive side of the ball is calling it different. Now, if we're going, the offense is putting the points and lights out, now from a defensive style, we can be more aggressive, we can blitz, we can take chances. It goes hand in hand.
Key, when you talk about the 197 yards, two touchdowns, part of the reason, like the Cooper Rush thing, part of the reason sometimes it feels like the lesser quarterback can have more success is because it takes them longer, so to march down the field, so time of possession is higher, you rely more on your running game. As a result, your defense is better rested. It's complementary football.
I don't know, but Aaron Rodgers has openly been stating multiple times post-game, because I've been reading about it and listening to him, where he praises the defense for keeping them in the game.
Yeah.
He's been praising the defense.
Well, and takeaways.
Right, to a degree, like holding up their part. I mean, they scored 10 points their last game.
He's not going to dump on the defense, though.
But he dumps on the people he chooses to, though.
Yeah, but not his team. He ain't going to do that. He won't do that to the team.
Takeaways, too, a little bit of that is a little luck-based. Like, if they're 28th, to me that says they're due to take the ball away a little bit.
They scored 10 points against the Jets.
Is that not good? Is that not a lot? Baseball, it's a lot of points. Not in football.
J-E-T-S, man. Jets.
Tom Brady missed the playoffs in 2002 when he started all 16 regular season games. I thought there was a season in there out of the 20s that he's played. Okay. Are the Giants actually a good team, guys? That's what we got to start asking coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.